Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Winder, and thanks for tuning in to another broadcast of Beyond Everything Radio. And guess what? I have a question for you. What is the blockchain? If you can answer this question, then you're part of a very small percentage of the world that is in the know. In today's broadcast, I will not only share what the blockchain is, but explore just how this game-changing technology has the power to subvert all institutional powers. Did you know there's also a spiritual side? I want you to join me now as we consider the spiritual realities that are beyond the blockchain and learn how this revolutionary technology could usher in a new kind of world. Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Beyond Everything Radio. I am your host. My name is Kevin Winder. I'm an online pastor, author, and uncoach. Welcome aboard. If it's your first time, I want to say thank you for tuning in and checking this out. If you're a returning guest, welcome back. I'm so glad that you came back for another edition. And if you're here, I do want to invite you to go to my website, www.kevinwinder.com. Remember, I spell my name like the number 7. Go to kevinwinder.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's called Winder's Windshield. When you do, you'll have access to over 2 years of podcasts from the KevCast. You'll have access to every single one of these radio broadcasts from Beyond Everything Radio. And you'll have over 6 years of blog posts that you can access, as well as tons of other content that will be rolling out in the near future. So go to kevinwinder.com, sign up for my weekly newsletter called Winder's Windshield. Do that today. I'd be so glad if you did. Well, we find ourselves today, folks, in part two of a series that I'm doing on cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now, this might be something that you're sort of familiar with. Like most people I talk to, this is a subject where they say, oh, I've heard of Bitcoin, or I've heard of blockchain. I have no idea really what that is. But the lion's share of people, like I said in my introduction, do not know anything about this technology. And I was one of those people too. Even as soon as the beginning of the year, all I really understood was just that there was this Bitcoin and I didn't understand how it worked or anything like that. You may not realize just how impressive this technology is. This is not an understatement. To say that blockchain technology is the biggest thing since the internet is not an understatement. And you need to know that because it is really going to change things. It has the financial markets, governments, and all kinds of other industries on guard. And we're going to go into that today. We're going to look at what the blockchain is. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the real spiritual realities that are behind it. And hopefully give you a wider perspective, at least an introductory understanding, and kind of frame some of this so that you can have a mind to see what's going on. All right, does that sound good? Well, let's get started. So today we're going to talk, and it's called the cosmic blockchain. The cosmic blockchain. Okay, so like you saw last week, I'm merging what seems like two unrelated topics. Spirituality and blockchain technology. You almost never hear these two spoken of, written about, or talked about in the same sentence. Well, today's different. I'm doing that. And it's not an easy task. I can tell you, last week we examined the definition of crypto. And crypto's from the Greek word kekryptai, which means hidden. And if you don't know or haven't heard about that, go back and listen to last week's broadcast called The Crypto God, and it will help you kind of understand a little bit more. And we looked at the definition of crypto and how that relates to cryptocurrency and how that relates to God. And this week, we're going to explore the blockchain, okay? So spirituality and technology are really two camps that, I'm merging together, and both are really, if you look at them, both camps are hoping for the arrival of a new world. I mean, the more we focus solely on technology, the more blind we become to that which is actually beyond it. And so it's not good enough to just say, hey, let's focus on blockchain technology and become techno geeks, or let's just focus on cryptocurrency and start managing securities and taking our financial future into our own hands, which is fine. And it's not just look at this solely as an investment opportunity. We have to really get beyond it, you see. But, you know, on the other hand, religious beliefs are often embedded in doomsday narratives and evacuation strategies, which really end up distrusting technology and progress. And we're going to look a little bit about that today. I mean, there are people out there that, like you'll hear later, see this technology as perhaps the mark of the beast. And I want to address that for you today. So if we diminish either side, if we diminish the spiritual side, or if we diminish the technological side, the bigger picture is actually lost on us. And there is a cosmic blockchain from which blockchain technology has unknowingly emerged. I mean, it doesn't just come out of nowhere. I mean, think about what it says in John. It says, the Word became flesh, right? Non-physical reality, non-physical ultimate reality becomes physical reality. And that's the same thing whether you think about a taco and then go get a taco, or if you are designing the blockchain. It's coming from somewhere. You see, blockchain is actually a spiritual reality that's integral to humanity. And this is part of why this kind of technology was even created in the first place. Right after the fall of the whole banks and everything else, we needed a new, safer, more reliable way to put our money in, to put our trust in, right? And so blockchain, in its most simplest form, is a peer-to-peer network that's not centrally managed by any governing body. Now, that might seem like a frame shift to you, and if it does, it's because it is. We're so used to this pyramid shape where the people at the top control all the data. They have all the power. They have all of the information, and they disseminate it at will, or they charge you for it or tax you for it. Now, according to Jacob William, blockchain is an anonymous group of transactions that are a part of a common ledger, which are entered into a database and verified by multiple sources. And, you know, when you just think about that, if you're not a technological person, that's probably not going to register very well as far as what is this. But just think of each user as a link in a chain, which has a unique hash code or a special code. And as you join in that link, you add your code to the rest of the code, and that code becomes longer and more secure. And because there is no single governing body over this entire code, it's a shared ledger, it's a shared database among all of us, and it's anonymous. That code cannot be interrupted unless they hacked into every single person's computer. And every single person who's on the code is checking the code. So the chain becomes a way of self-governing in itself. And it's really amazing technology. Thus, the longer the chain, the more resistant to corruption. And since no one person or group governs the ledger or controls the data, all the participants share both the benefits and losses of anything offered on the platform. And that really decentralizes the power. So where we've really seen this show up is in the world of finance. This is going to be the industry that is most affected immediately, and it is already being affected. You know, Bitcoin is synonymous with the blockchain technology. It is the first cryptocurrency that came on the market, and it's proved itself that it you don't need anything but trust in this technology to create a currency that you can actually use and buy goods and services with. And it's not the only blockchain that's out there. There are many blockchain. It's the technology that uses blockchain is going to be completely widespread with many, many different applications. But blockchain technology is that which has allowed global currencies such as Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to emerge without the oversight or intervention of a government or a bank. You know, and typically governments and banks, they can control the way the money works. They increase inflation. They, you know, all those kinds of things by changing its value, printing more money, doing other things which really impact the currency. This cannot happen in cryptocurrency. And as a result, it tends to be more volatile. So currency is always based in trust. I mean, since the 70s, even our own government doesn't base our money in gold anymore. And the blockchain is really just a more trustworthy system than any government or bank can obviously do that. And if you look at the world today, very few people trust our banks. And millennials increasingly are of those that do not trust our government. And I think that's a widespread experience. And everyone on the blockchain is actually a stakeholder. You see, so everybody who participates, joins, is the stakeholder, not just the bank's CEOs. So everybody on the blockchain, regardless of how little or how much, benefits and risks in equal proportion to everything else that's on there. And so you see, cryptocurrency is not a fad. It's not a passing trend. It's not something that's going to go away. And I know that our economists and our financial speculators and everybody are hoping that it'll just go away or run its course. And there's a lot of people that say Bitcoin is, you know, has ran its course. It's over. But let me just tell you, it's a rising tsunami of disruption to the status quo. Its power is subversion. And I spent 8 weeks talking about this, folks. So go back and listen to my 8-week series on the kingdom of subversion. Now, this doesn't mean that it comes without risk. You know, obviously, volatility has made investors nervous. And there is regulation emerging, though, that can either help or hinder the progress of this. But it all depends on how well the government wants to play with others. You know, if they try and over-regulate it, cryptocurrency is just simply going to move to another country. And everybody who's on it is global. So it's not a currency that's backed by just America. But there are rules and regulations that can make it more secure and make people feel better. And I think that's the direction it's heading, which is ultimately going to make the financial world even better. You know, cryptocurrency will do to banking what the internet did to newspapers, right? You do not go to the classified ads in the newspaper anymore. Chances are you just jump on Craigslist. You don't see Blockbuster Video anymore. And that's because streaming video online killed that industry. And cryptocurrency has the power to do that to our big, huge, power-hungry banking systems. And this is why they're all starting to invest in cryptos. This is why they are starting to move. Even Warren Buffett, who weeks ago called cryptocurrency rat poison, is now jumping in saying this is the best, biggest play that there will ever be. So folks, wake up, pay attention. If you don't know about cryptocurrency, start learning. If you don't know about blockchain technology, start learning. This is my effort to try and wake you up and share this great news with you. You see, blockchain is a platform that can power and empower the powerless. You see, in a typical system, the cost of regulation, it prohibits the poorest or the unbankable people from participating. I mean, try and go down to your local bank with a dollar and set up a checking account. It's impossible. But you could go and put a dollar into Bitcoin and it'll be fine. See, blockchain currencies receive all comers, who then share the benefit and risk along with everybody else. And the more that enroll, the more secure it gets. And this has this undermining effect on institutional controls and regulation. And it really takes out those who would disproportionately disadvantage the poor. And so when all the banks make all the money on you and the CEOs make all the money, nobody who's in the bank is making any money. Crypto changes all that. Everybody in the system benefits from the system. So blockchain technology is that which is going to decentralize and revolutionize the world's biggest problems. It has that kind of potential. I mean, I even read yesterday that Bill Gates is investing in a way to solve this very problem. All big billionaires and investors are looking at cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. The CEO of Amazon is trying to patent his own blockchain. So heads up, folks, these things are changing, and it's going to change not just currency, but smart contracts like you'll see with Ethereum, healthcare, and all other kinds of business transactions and point of purchases. It's all going to be in the blockchain. So you see, those things that separate us now, like race and geography, governmental controls, income, education, all those things that really create the haves and have-nots, so to speak, that could all potentially be eradicated with blockchain technology. Without governing bodies taxing us and charging us and manipulating the system and manipulating the masses with all their institutional politics and their power plays and their threats, all the constituents move solely from being a consumer who funds the top few percent into being a consumer who is also the investor and the benefactor of everything. It's a complete frame shift, and it really democratizes the world. And so the only people who lose are either those who won't participate or those who are trying to corrupt it. And let's just face it, you know, blockchain has the gravitational pull to create a new world economy, which is really governed and verified by everyone in the chain. And this new world is coming. In fact, it's already here. Mark 1:15 said that the kingdom, Jesus, or John the Baptist said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is here." Now, this is not to say that corrupt people are not trying to corrupt the blockchain. And trust me, they are. There are people, pirates. It is the Wild West right now, in a lot of ways, because there are very few controls. And as a result, people, corrupt people, are trying to corrupt it. And that comes at a huge price. And so I'm not saying the blockchain is flawless at all. I just say it's a platform that has the potential to really solve some of our world's biggest problems. And while it has the potential to radically transform our world, those in power are already trying to control access to it, which doesn't surprise me at all. So don't miss this vital thread of spirituality. That's my point. You know, blockchain technology could potentially be the rails upon which the promised new world emerges. You know, if you look at the promised new world, the heaven and earth that you see in Isaiah 65 and Isaiah 66, 2 Peter 3 and Revelation 21, the Bible talks all about this new heaven and new earth. And it's not that it's going to be, this is destroyed and the new one has to be rebuilt and remade. It's that the new comes in and displaces, it subverts the old, right? The new power subverts the old power. And so this is at the cusp of what I'm trying to get at. This is potentially an amazing revelation of us seeing the kingdom emerge before our very eyes. So to view the blockchain through a flawed eschatology, that's catastrophic. I mean, it's bad enough to miss the spiritual and prophetic trajectory of the blockchain, you know, but to then look at it through an eschatology, which is a big word for the end times, that's even worse. You see, cryptocurrency is not the mark of the beast, and I invite you to go back and look at my series on end times, and I show you exactly what the mark of the beast actually is from Scripture. And mark my words, well-meaning but misinformed people will say that this is countdown to Armageddon. They will see the blockchain as the one world currency spoken of in Revelation 13, 17. And it is just that, a one world currency. But it's not what you think it is, and you need to have a bigger picture to understand that. You know, this, I just opened up 8 weeks, like I said, of talking about the prophetic kingdom and how subversive it is, and showing you what it would be like and its primary means of subversion. And I detail all of this in my stuff on the end times. So please avail yourself to this content, because I took the time to really spell this out for you. Don't just dismiss this and say, oh, the blockchain and cryptocurrency is the mark of the beast, and stay away from it. That could be a catastrophic decision. You see, I view blockchain as good news. It's the one aspect of the incarnate gospel. Right? We are seeing in the flesh God incarnate, good news showing up. See, the blockchain is good news to the poor, because it gives everyone an equal seat at the table. It's liberation of the captive because it decentralizes the powers that oppress and control. The blockchain opens prison doors because it creates opportunity from the bottom up, not the top down. You don't have to climb the ant pile anymore. You just have to get in at your own level. The blockchain binds up the brokenhearted. It can subvert corrupt powers that oppress, and it can usher in a new world without these kinds of horrors. And the blockchain will actually declare the year of the Lord's favor. See, we can be hopeful again about the future. Right? We can actually see the new world on the horizon. Now, for those of you without a Bible background, I just quoted Isaiah 61, 1 through 3 from the Jewish prophecies that talk about the kingdom of the Christ, the Messiah. Right? And it's the very same verse Jesus read in Luke 4, 18, where he says, "Today, these things have been fulfilled in our hearing." You see, the blockchain revolution is another unconscious expression of the revolution of the gospel. The story of God and creation makes every single one of us the original blockchain. Do you hear that? Do you see how unity, community, and avoiding the division and separatism that keeps us apart and angry and hostile and divided. Do you see how that creates a blockchain? Humanity is the original blockchain. And God, as our creator, starts it off. Blockchain technology is really just the physical manifestation of the cosmic blockchain within us all. You see, it's the philosophy behind every effort at unity, restoration, or every human rights movement. We've all tried to, you know, bridge the gap or to close these things that have separated us and to make us all one. That desire for unity is your and my internal blockchain. It's part of each one of us. And as we link together, inviting us into a new kind of humanity, which is bigger than any of its individual parts. I think this is what Paul was talking about when he was talking about the church in 1 Corinthians. He said, everybody's different, but everybody's important. And even if you feel like you're not important, you're very important, right? It says diversity and unity, the two things together that the world struggles so hard to do. And here comes a technology upon which this becomes very possible. So I want to read you a prayer that Jesus was saying in John 17, a little part of it. He said, listen to this. The glory that you have given to me, I've given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I'm in them, and you're in me, that they may become perfectly one. So that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. I think Jesus is really showing this desire for unity comes from God himself, right? And that we find ourselves in each other. We find ourselves in Christ who finds himself in God. We find ourselves in our maker, right? There's this chain of connection, this chain of love. You see, and Jesus' prayer exposes the original blockchain. It's one of connection, unity, and it's based in love. It's integrated and ingrained deep within all of our humanity. It's our heart cry that's within all of us. And it's why our phototropic technology is so attractive to us. You see, we must steward the blockchain with wisdom. And if we do, it will benefit everyone, and we will see a new world emerge. Greetings, everyone. I'm Kevin Winder from Beyond Everything Radio, and I really want to encourage you to go to my website right now and sign up for Winder's Windshield. That's my weekly newsletter, and you can find it at kevinwinder.com. When you sign up, you'll join all the others in the virtual space. Each Sunday morning, you'll get a link to my blog, my radio program, and my podcast. You'll be the first to access new content, uncoaching opportunities, and webinars, and so much more. Sign up now, and you'll get a free e-version of my book, Getting Better When You Can't. Now, go to kevinwinder.com and remember, I spell Kevin like the number 7. Go to kevinwinder.com and look for Winder's Windshield and sign up today.